You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and joining me today to discuss how sports has changed her life is Frankie Rohan, who is a partially sighted VI tennis coach. Thank you very much for joining us, Frankie. So first of all, we're here to talk about sports and the love of sports. So can you tell me about how you first got into playing tennis in the first place and what that was like when you found this sport that you thought, yeah, this is the one for me?
Yeah, so I was fully sighted previously. So I'd played a few different sports at different levels through school and growing up and sort of into my early 20s. And I actually found out about tennis through getting involved with the RNIB. And I was at an event with regards to different things that people with sight loss could access, different services and things like that. And one of them happened to be a store that was dedicated to the Northeast Visually Impaired Tennis Club. And I was there with my mum at the time, and basically we had a wander over, obviously with me being sporty previously, knew it was something that I might be interested in, and it just kind of escalated from there, really.
Just clicked into place.
Yeah.
What was it like the first time that you played VI tennis compared to the sports that you'd played previously when you were sighted?
Well, to be fair, I'm going to be honest, I was a bit reluctant at first. I was probably similar to most people who've, you know, experienced similar things. I was very much in denial. I mean, I actually knew about the tennis before I had seen the stall and been at that event, and I just didn't want to know, to be quite honest. I wasn't really that interested. But one of the ladies who was there representing the visually impaired club literally just dragged some furniture out the way, gave me a tennis racket and a sound ball, gave me a bit of a hit, and it was just, like you said before, something just clicked. It was quite emotional, really, to be quite honest, because before that, I didn't honestly think I'd be able to continue with regards to anything to do with sport or even that I'd done previously, really. So it was a bit of a life changer, really, on that day, to be fair.
So from picking up that first tennis racket and the sound ball to now coaching people and coaching children with VI tennis, what was that journey been like to figuring out that actually you love this sport and now I actually want to do something and teach other people?
Yeah, well, I loved playing the sport. Obviously, I started off just playing at first and, you know, hardly any difference between the tennis I'd played before. So obviously my competitive edge and everything was still there. So really, really enjoyed it and really enjoyed being active. But I think what actually drove me to kind of want to not just coach tennis, but specifically towards the VI people, children and young people, I think what drove me was actually my attitude previously. Like I said, I wasn't particularly, you know, I didn't have this want to do it. I thought I'd never be able to do it. And I think going from that attitude to now absolutely loving it and witnessing the opportunities that are there for people to play sport at any level with any kind of impairment, I think that was the main drive.
What kind of reaction do you get from whether it's children, young people or anybody that you train or that you hand the tennis racket to for the first time and they realise that they can do it even if they have sight loss? What's their reactions like when they realise actually, yeah, I can do this?
It's brilliant. And I think what I try and do is make everything just as fun as possible. I think there can be quite daunting situations, you know, if people have never done anything like that before, they might not even have had much interaction with others. So I think, first of all, just to make things as fun as possible and give them sort of the realization that they can join in with anything. But no, they absolutely love it. And I think it's a bit of a bonus as well, the fact that I've got a visual impairment, so I can obviously relate to exactly what they've gone through. And I think that helps.
Now, we can't really talk about tennis at the minute without talking about Emma Raducanu.
Yeah.
I think you knew what I was going to say then. What happens when someone like Emma Raducanu absolutely smashes through a sport and just becomes this icon? What happens to the following of the sport then? Do you think that'll increase the interest of young VI girls and boys and anybody who wants to play?
Oh, definitely. I mean, anything that can be, you know, even just that publicised, if you like, is fantastic. I think the fact that it's a female is a massive bonus because obviously it's male dominated with regards to coaches and people playing anyway. So I think even that is just a massive bonus. But I think where she came from, obviously, just coming through the qualifiers, you know, she wasn't a massive name. I think that's inspiring anyway. You know, anybody who can just show the calmness and everything, I'm sure behind closed doors, there was a few nerves there. But, you know, to come through and just treat it as like every day is just new experience as opposed to having, you know, all that pressure, I think is brilliant. And tennis, it's a very popular sport, but it's still, I still wouldn't say it was one of the most popular. So again, to have it all highlighted and show the opportunities that are there are fantastic.
Absolutely, it is. It's brilliant. Frankie, have you got any words of advice for somebody who's recently lost their sight and is a bit nervous, as you were, to get back into sport or to get in sport for the first time?
Definitely. I've got a lady that I coach at the moment who's very recently lost her sight through COVID, unfortunately. But I would just say to kind of treat it as a new thing. So even if you have played a sport before, you're still going to have those skills. You know, there's still that muscle memory or whatever you want to call it there. You have played before, but I think to treat it as something new rather than looking at it as in, oh, I used to be able to do this and now I can't. Treat it as, well, actually, I've got the skills in this. I just need to tweak them a little bit and adapt the different senses maybe that you need to use now as opposed to before. But I did struggle with it, I'm not going to lie, especially when you've been particularly good at something before. It is very hard to then, you know, have to adapt and change things and, you know, go through the early stages again. But it's so beneficial keeping active, but it's also the social side. And with an impairment sport, a lot of people are in the same boat. So, you know, there's that advice and support there as well as you go through. You're all in the same kind of boat, if you like. So everybody's there for each other.
Great advice. Thank you so much, Frankie, for joining us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks very much again.